Hello and welcome to Philosophical Entertainment, a podcast where if you're not philosophically entertained, our entertainment is only philosophical. My name is Danny Armstrong, and I'm a spiritual hypnotherapist from Fable and Echo. Today on the podcast, we are going to explore spiritual hypnotherapy a little more, diving into what a typical past life regression session looks like. We're also going to explore some of the unexpected beings that show up in these sessions. But before we get into the episode, I just want to invite you to slow things down. If you or someone you love is navigating grief, transition, caregiving, or end-of-life concerns, I recommend you head on over to AnteraPathways.org. This episode has been produced in collaboration with Antara Pathways, a federally recognized nonprofit dedicated to providing compassionate guidance, end-of-life support, grief care, and stability services. There's some incredible work going on over there, so please be sure to check it out. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you all enjoyed the last episode with Savio from Blue Radiance Healing. At the end of that episode, we shared a short clip from a past life regression session that Savio facilitated for our friend Brenna. If you haven't already listened to the full session, you can head over to Savio's YouTube channel and check it out. In that episode, Savio explored some themes that can be quite difficult to put into words at times. This included his own experience where he saw himself in a lifetime as Archangel Metatron. Brenna's session also explored the creation of planet Earth. These are very big and expansive perspectives, and they really invite us to look at consciousness and existence through a different lens, one that we're often not encouraged to explore. So I just want to say thank you for listening and thank you for staying curious and open-minded. If you're anything like me and you could happily spend hours listening to sessions like that, you might enjoy a podcast from one of my tutors. Myra has a show called Past Lives with Myra Rath, and this features some really beautiful regression sessions, and this was actually how I came across the training for past life regression. Myra also hosts another podcast that focuses on galactic lifetimes, and this is called the Starseed Collective podcast. If the topic of starseeds sparks something in you, I highly recommend that you give it a listen. You may just discover something about yourself that you didn't expect. Also, for anyone who might be considering this type of work, I highly recommend getting in touch with Scott from lightbetweenlives.com. He will be more than happy to tell you about the upcoming classes. I will be sure to put the link in the show notes for you. So moving on, I want to explore something a little more deeply, the question of how different lifetimes connect and why people sometimes report being a well-known or powerful figures in regression sessions. I often see negative comments online about past life regression, people saying things like, everyone claims that they were someone famous, or everyone claims to be the same historical figure. From my own experience as a practitioner, this really isn't the case at all. It is super uncommon. But I wanted to share a perspective that could help explain why sometimes experiences like that can happen. To explain it, I feel that I need to share what my understanding of the soul is. So I grew up with the understanding that the soul was this little ball of light, this tiny little orb that sits inside your body, and leaves at the end of a lifetime. Now, through past life regression, my understanding of the soul has changed a lot. I now imagine the soul as something much larger, more like a field or a living system of consciousness. Recently, somebody encouraged me to imagine the soul like water, and that metaphor really stayed with me. I see each individual lifetime as a drop of water, and that droplet comes from a small stream. I imagine this small stream as a thread of an identity or a stream of consciousness. Many streams flow into a larger river, and this is what some people may refer to as the oversoul or the higher self. That river contains many, many lifetimes as all the other tiny streams flow into it. It contains all the different expressions and identities, everything that's happening across different times and different places. Then beyond that, all rivers eventually flow back into the same ocean. And this is what I think of as being source or universal consciousness. From that perspective, lifetimes are not always separate and sequential in the way we tend to think. They can be parallel, overlapping, and interconnected. So when someone accesses a lifetime in regression, there are a few possibilities. They may be viewing one of their own soul's expressions. They may be tuning into another branch of the same oversoul. Or because consciousness itself is all interconnected, they may be perceiving a life connected through a greater field of awareness that we all share. A bit like accessing a library instead of just accessing a single book. This might also help explain why more than one person might connect to the same historical figure, rather than it meaning only one individual owns that lifetime. It may be that multiple consciousness streams can access, share, or resonate with that same thread of experience. In most sessions, clients will access pretty ordinary lifetimes. The most important thing is what people can learn from a lifetime and the healing that it offers them in their current lifetime. For me, a deep takeaway is that we are all far more interconnected than we realize, and consciousness is much bigger than a single lifetime identity. I won't claim to have all of the answers, but I do think that this framework can offer a helpful perspective. In regression work, people are drawn to the lifetime or experience that holds the most relevance for them right now. There's almost always a reason a particular story or identity comes forward. A really helpful thing to ask is, what is it about my frequency or my current life situation that is aligning me with this experience? What is this here to teach me? Most of the time, clients will recognize the core lesson straight away. It lands clearly and it makes sense emotionally. Occasionally, somebody won't fully understand the meaning until months or even years later. But when the realization clicks into place, it can be incredibly powerful. I also wanted to walk you through what a typical past life regression looks like. It begins very much like a guided meditation. Your practitioner gently guides you into a relaxed state and invites you to focus inward using your imagination and your senses. Everyone receives information in a different way. There's no right or wrong way to have an experience. Regression works with what we know as the clears or the clear senses. So that doesn't mean you have to be psychic to have a past life regression, although I will just say that my belief is that we are all psychic. We are just re-remembering how to access our psychic abilities. Some people will have very vivid imagery and others won't be able to visualize images at all. There are people who have aphantasia, who are not able to visually picture something within their mind's eye, and they are still able to have a very rich past life regression experience. They can still receive information through the other clairs. We have the inner hearing, body sensations, emotions and impressions, or a strong sense of knowing. It's really important for people to trust the information that comes through, although it is not always easy. Some people will even experience picking up things like different tastes and different smells to guide them through their experience. If you would like to try out some mini tests, I have created a few on my website, which is fableandecho.com, and I also have a few recorded guided meditations where you can practice just dipping in and out of past lives, and that is on my YouTube channel. And this is under the same handle as my TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, which is Fable and Echo, which is all one word. So you can take a look at these and you can practice as much as you like. I would really love to get some feedback, so feel free to get in touch. Going back to what the past life regression is like, you will be guided by your facilitator, and you will land on a very random day in a random moment in a lifetime. Often it will be something like exploring a market or on a journey to visit someone. Once you have been able to establish a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you're doing, who is with you, your regressionist will be able to work out where is best to guide you to next. This may look like going forward in time, or it may be going back in time, visiting the childhood or earlier memories of that lifetime. From there, you'll be guided to understand the important connections in your life and explore important days, important moments and decisions. And this helps paint a really big picture of the lifetime, moving through all these different days that have significance in the life. So often you're exploring all these different days right up until the final day of the lifetime. Obviously, the lifetime may have a really calm, peaceful, happy ending, or the life may have been cut short and ended abruptly. Everyone is going to have totally different experiences. Everyone is going to experience their lifetimes differently. Some people really feel as though they're there in first person going through the life themselves, and others will experience it as though almost like a bird's eye view. And I think that this has also helped me understand the size of a soul, the size of our consciousness. If people feel uncomfortable in sessions, they're often able to move themselves away from the body and just observe from above, from a different perspective, and disconnect emotionally from the situation. The client and the practitioner are always in control of the situation. You can communicate with your regressionist if you feel uncomfortable, if there's something you don't want to see, and you're able to be guided to skip over something if you wish to. I will say that what I've been taught and what I have come to also believe is that you will only ever be shown what you are ready to see and what you can handle. But please remember that it is important to be able to speak about how you're feeling and let your regressionist know if there is anything that is making you uncomfortable. So we can be there on the final day and we can observe the final moments. Once the soul disconnects from the body, we can float away with it, moving higher and higher as it moves up and back into the oversoul. then we are able to call in your spirit guides for what is known as the spirit guide resolution. These guides are with us all the time, and we're able to get feedback about the lifetime itself. We can get a clearer understanding of what we were supposed to learn, what was important about a certain relationship in the life, and we can ask any questions about how it relates to the life that you are living today. Spirit guides will often present themselves as floating orbs of light, or they may have a physical appearance. They may appear as a warrior. They may look like children, mythical creatures. And sometimes they'll be a well-known deity or a god. When I first started having deities and gods show up in the sessions, I didn't quite know what to think of it. I did initially wonder if spirit guides enjoyed presenting themselves as different deities, if this was something that they did for fun. Some examples of who I would see show up were gods like the Egyptian gods, Ra, Isis, Osiris. Hopefully I'm pronouncing these right. There would be Greek gods and Roman gods. Then I would have other beings like the archangels and Mother Mary and Jesus. I've definitely found this a little bit intimidating when it first happened. I did start to wonder if these were something that I now understand to be egregores. An egregore is a thought form or an energetic presence that is created and strengthened by a collective belief. So when a large number of people have this focused devotion, it can create a kind of shared energetic construct in consciousness. And I'm going to give an example. The first time I heard of the term egregore was actually with Santa Claus. I came across a video of a girl who was connecting with the spirit of Santa Claus, and I had to understand a little bit more about how she was doing this. People can have encounters with this presence because it exists as a collective psychological and energetic form. So the concept of an egregore was something I considered originally as a way to understand the encounters. So I do now believe that we all have an ascended master with us. This is somebody like Jesus, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Thoth, Buddha, Ra. Many of the archangels are ascended masters. The ascended masters don't always come forward as part of the spirit resolution in a session, but I am seeing that it is a very common theme and something that I will explore a little more in another episode. So I'm really curious if you feel drawn to a particular ascended master, or perhaps you've had someone show up in a meditation. I would really love to hear about it and get your thoughts on this. I hope that you've found this episode insightful. I hope that this has sparked some more curiosity in you. I thought I would finish up by sharing a little bit of one of my own client sessions. When my clients come to me for past life regression, I will give them a copy of the session audio recording. And I also like to give them what I call a little soul fable. So I like to write out a little fairy tale that they can look back at just to summarize a bit of their session. The soul fable that I am sharing today is from one of my beautiful, beautiful friends. And like many of my clients, I see her as being this beautiful, bright, shining light that has come through quite a lot of darkness. And I feel really lucky when I connect with people like this. This is somebody who is still able to offer so much love to everyone that they meet. And I just really admire people with this quality. This has probably been one of the most beautiful sessions I have ever been able to be a part of. The life that was explored wasn't a lifetime on Earth. I don't know what planet this was. I don't know what galaxy this was in. And it makes me sad to think that I may never get to explore this world with somebody again, but it was the most beautiful session and I really wanted to capture it. As we went through the session, the beautiful bond that is described in this story, it reminded me a lot of the Avatar films. This deep connection to nature, this deep connection to the community. This was such a beautiful story and it wasn't easy to put into words and it definitely does not do the experience justice. But I hope you guys are able to see just a tiny bit of the magic that this session was able to offer. So this soul fable is titled Bonded. It's a soul story of devotion, unity, and love beyond lifetimes. Laying cozy and snug on her bed, my beautiful client was able to regress to a lifetime beyond Earth. A place where she remembered life as a furry, tree-dwelling creature, part of a beautiful, peaceful, and deeply connected community. Her kind lived high among the forest canopy, playing, moving in harmony, held by a strong sense of unity and unconditional love. Above them soared great bird-like beings with smooth, pale skin. One of them in particular caught her heart. The bond between them was instant, soul deep. They knew one another and they belonged to one another. Together they learned to fly, clumsy at first, but full of joy, soaring through the skies and watching over the lands and sea. Alongside their tribe, they protected their home, not with fear, but with love and dedication. Every member of the community was valued. Every loss was grieved gently, held by the understanding that all life has its place. On her final day, after a long and happy life, she and her beloved companion flew out to sea. For the first time in their lives, they touched down on the ocean. There was no fear, only trust, peace, and a sense of readiness. Landing softly on the water together, their bodies began to painlessly dissolve as they surrendered fully to the rhythm of the waves. In that moment, they were not dying. They were returning. Their essence drifted into the sea, becoming one with the currents, with the light, with the pulse of nature itself. Two spirits reunited, not just with one another, but with the great wholeness from which all life comes. From the place beyond time, the bird being turned to her, the connection still shining brightly as ever. With deep love, it spoke to her, "See you in the next life." And they did. Same soul came back to her, not as a guardian of the skies, but as a tiny wild bunny named Lucky. An orphan who had found her way to a little girl living in a world that often felt harsh and unsafe. Through the chaos, Lucky became her safe space, her companion, her spark of light. Lucky never left her side. She stayed through the tears. She sat beside her through the silence. And she made her laugh again. In a home filled with fear, this gentle rabbit gave her something nothing else could. Unwavering love, the kind that asks for nothing and gives everything. A friend in the purest, most healing sense of the word. To have that kind of bond in such a dark time is something beyond luck. It is soul recognition. It is love returning, quietly, tenderly, through the fur of a small rabbit who carried the memory of skies and oceans in her heart. Later, in the stillness of the place between lives, her spirit guide appeared to help my client understand the lessons from this beautiful lifetime. Her guide presented herself as a loving, motherly energy who wrapped around her like the softest comfort, reminding her that she was never alone. When asked why this lifetime had come forward and why it mattered so deeply, the guide answered, "Love doesn't always come from people. Some souls are sent to show us what love truly is. Sometimes that love arrives on wings, or four small paws, or in the eyes of a bunny named Lucky. Some bonds transcend species, time, and even worlds, woven through lifetimes in ways that the heart never forgets." Thank you again for joining me on today's episode. If you've had your own experiences with different deities and different gods and goddesses, I would love to hear from you. Next time on the show, I will be bringing on another guest. I think many people are going to enjoy this one, especially if you're lovers of animals. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love it if you shared it with a friend. Thank you again for staying curious and open-minded. I look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, don't forget to love without delay.